is available in Him. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Well, we could sing and praise the whole time, but I've got an assignment to teach you some things. So we'll go to the Word. If you brought your Bible with you this morning, I'm going to cover a lot of ground before we actually get to this scripture. But if you would turn in your Bibles to 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. The title of our message this morning is More Than Winning, More Than Conquering, or I like to put it this way, the victory process. The victory process. I want to start with a story. Pastor said that I run my own ministry, if you will. But about 15 years ago now, my first husband passed away from ALS, which is Lou Gehrig's disease, a horrible, horrible disease. And I don't want to dwell on that, but I'll just dwell on the victory story on the other side of his passing, if you will. Because how are you okay after that? Well, he had passed away, and I remember it was a 2-year fight, and I was laying on the floor of our bedroom. And I was so tired. We hadn't slept a full night in over 2 years. I would help him breathe every couple hours. I would turn him on the bed. My wrists were bruised. My back was out. My hair was bad. But as I was laying there on the floor, I heard the word of God going around on the inside of me. I sensed it. It wasn't a physical voice. But I sensed 1 Corinthians 15:55. I could hear it rolling around on the inside. That's, O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? And really, as I was just laying on the floor, too tired to cry, that verse was going around on the inside of me. But I was still laying on the floor. In that same time, I heard another voice. I heard a voice. I heard the voice of my Father by the Holy Spirit. And I heard, you're winning. Get up. You're winning. Get up. Now that specific instructions regarding the general promise, O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? That specific instruction, you're winning. Get up. It was right in line with the written word. I received specific victory instructions that were according to the written word. Let me tell you another story about another person you know of who won a battle against two serious diseases, Brother Kenneth E. Hagin. He was on the bed of sickness. He got a hold of Mark chapter 11. Verses 22, 23, 24. He believed he received his healing based on what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. So he was sitting in his bed saying, I believe I receive my healing. I believe I receive my healing. That's Mark 11, 23 and 24. I believe I receive my healing. Does everyone know this story? You've heard this story? And then what happened? The Holy Spirit spoke to him specifically about what he was believing. And the Holy Spirit said this, so you believe you're healed. Yes. Healed people are not in bed this time of day. It was a specific instruction regarding the general promise that he was speaking, standing on, believing. Same thing happened to me. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? You're winning. Get up. So what'd you do? I got up. I got up. And I never went back down. And that year, the ministry tripled. Tripled. That's more than winning. That's supernatural. That's not natural. So what happened when Brother Hagin heard, you believe you're healed? Healed people are up this time of day. That's when he threw one leg over the side of the bed and it fell on the floor like a piece of firewood cordwood, whatever you say. Then he threw the other leg over the bed, fell on the floor like a dead log, pulled himself up on the banister and said, I believe, I receive my healing. And the power of God hit him in the top of the head, went down to the bottom of his feet, and he stood there healed and whole under his own power for the first time. Thank you, Lord. He received a specific instruction live from the Holy Spirit regarding the general promise he was standing on. This is the victory process that overcomes the world. And today we're going to see person after person after person in the Old Testament. If we have time, we'll go into the New Testament, where they received specific instructions regarding the general promises they were standing on. And faith came by hearing. By hearing what? Well, faith for me came by hearing, O death, where is your sting? But faith came at a whole nother level when I heard, you're winning, get up. It finished my faith. That was it. I put the sickle in. I stood up. Faith came by hearing the Bible verse. But faith came at a whole nother level by hearing God speak to me live and give me my victory instruction. I believe in laying a big foundation in the written word regarding being led by the Holy Spirit, which is what we're talking about. I was led by the Holy Spirit to get up because I'm winning. Brother Hagin was led to get out of bed by the Holy Spirit, based on Mark 11, 23 and 24. In order to function accurately spiritually, you must know the written word of God. You must know the promises. That has to be first place in your life. And you must be able to hear God when he speaks to your spirit. And that's something that's learned and something that you develop in. Hearing God speak to you, it's something that's learned and something that you develop in. So I want to lay quickly this big foundation of being led by the Holy Spirit. I was raised Catholic, I was raised Baptist, and then my mom started going to Women's Aglow somewhere in New Haven, and she came home one day speaking in tongues. We all thought she had. And she started bringing us to an Assembly of God church. So growing up, I went to the Catholic Church, Saturday for catechism, for like 9 o'clock Mass, the Baptist Church Sunday night and Wednesday night to the youth group, and then Friday night, she would drag us down to that AOG, Hallelujah, People Raising Their Hands church, and so that was me. But whenever people started talking about the Holy Spirit talking to you, that was me. So, in order to get that feeling out of you, I want to show you how much is written in the Word of God about the Holy Spirit speaking to your spirit directly. Because that's normal for a son or daughter of God to be able to function spiritually. Proverbs 20:27, it says, the spirit of man is the lamp or the candle of the Lord, lighting all the inward parts of the belly or your spirit. Now, the place where God is going to illuminate you or enlighten you will be your own human spirit. And if that's true, then I need to be sensitive to and able to hear from my own human spirit. The same chapter, Proverbs 20, verse 5, it says, counsel in the heart of a man is like deep water. So there's counsel in my heart. And a man of understanding will draw it up. From where? Draw it up and out of your own spirit so that you understand it. So there's answers on the inside of your heart. Answers come to all your prayers from God's spirit to your spirit. That's basic Christianity, how to be led by the Holy Spirit 101. There's help. Remember the seven different facets of the Holy Spirit. He's a comforter. And that word means he's a counselor. He's a teacher. He's a helper. He's an intercessor. He's a standby. He's a strengthener. He's an advocate. I think we got them all. But what good is that whole list if he never says one word to you? What good is a comforter that never talks to you? What good is a teacher that you never hear from? What good is a counselor that you can't hear one word from? Counsel is in your heart. You need to learn how to draw it up so it's not a mystery anymore. You can get your answers. Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And he will direct your paths. Specifically, you're winning. Get up. Healed people are out of bed this time of day. Hold your rod out over the water. March around the city 7 times. Blow the trumpets. Go up at once. Overtake. Recover all. That kind of level of victories in your life are available. Romans 8:14, for as many as are being constantly led by God's Spirit, these are the sons of God. Verse 16, the Spirit himself is constantly bearing joint testimony with our own human spirit that we are God's children. 1 Corinthians 2:19, this is all that big foundation, so you don't think I'm crazy when I talk about God talking to me or you or anyone else. 1 Corinthians 2, let me try to slow down a little. I believe is the most quintessential specific chapter which outlines how to be led by the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9, but as it is written, eye has not seen, we're talking about physical eyes, ear has not heard, talking about physical ears, neither has it entered into the heart of a man from the outside intellectually, the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Verse 10, but you're not going to have a physical relationship with God down here. You're not going to have an intellectual relationship with God down here. But God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, even the deep things of God. I'm going to skip just for the sake of time to verse 12. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know things. That we might know the things that are freely given. Answers from God are freely given. Freely given to us of God. He is a constant source of answers revealed by God's Spirit to your spirit. They're freely given. Did I mention they were free? Yes. Verse 14, but the natural or the physical man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto. What do you mean God talk to you? You're crazy. God talks to you. You're crazy. Yeah, I am. For they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. And only a born again Christian can function at the level that we're talking about right now. Only a born-again, full of the Holy Spirit Christian can hear God's voice on the inside of them. And just to comfort you, that is the only voice you will ever hear on the inside of your spirit. There is no one else in there but you and him. I don't want to hear voices, Pastor. I don't either. His is the only other voice you will ever hear on the inside of your own spirit. His spirit will bear witness to your own human spirit. So we see a pattern of people winning supernaturally in the Old Testament, more than conquering their problems on earth. There are corresponding stories to illustrate the way these miraculous wins were birthed. If we look back at Moses parting the Red Sea, we see exactly how that happened, and we'll go through that today. If we look at David going up and getting all of his family back and all the men's family and all the stuff, but more than that stuff, everything that they had conquered, all the other lands, got all the spoil. Boy, that's more than getting your wife and kids back and just your stuff. That's more than conquering. We see how these miraculous winds were birthed and carried out on earth. And being able to hear God's voice clearly in your heart is the key to this victory process. Faith comes by hearing something from God, not hearing nothing from God. God can give you answers for everything that you're going through right now, and it's according to your faith. It might take you a few days to pull them up and out of your human spirit. Remember, Brother Hagin would go and fast. He'd say, it would never be more than 3 days before the answer that I needed, major direction for my life, came up and out of my own human spirit after times of praying in other tongues. So finally, we get to 1 John 5:4. It says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory. I like to say it this way, if you'll let me add a word. This is the victory process that overcomes the world, even our faith. The next verse, which we're not going to spend much time on, it actually tells us, who is he that overcomes the world but he that believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? So it's saying, only people that are born of God can function the way verse 4 is talking about. So let's give an example of whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. Moses, in Exodus chapter 14, verse 15, was crying out to the Lord. His back is to the Red Sea. The most elite army in the whole world is bearing down on them. And he cries out to the Lord, help! We're just going to say, help! Did he hear? That's crickets. That's my cricket impression. Thank you. Okay, because I cried out and heard crickets, I know everything's going to be all right. That's not what happened here. Did you hear me say that? Because I prayed and didn't hear anything, I know everything's going to be all right. I don't see that happening a lot. I'm not saying that it doesn't happen. Maybe the Lord will say, just trust me to take care of it. But at least you heard that, not. As soon as he prayed, within seconds, the voice of God came to him on the inside and said, why are you crying to me? Now, he's the only one that's hearing this, right? This is a spiritual transaction from God's spirit to his spirit. People are screaming all around him. I'm sure his brother and the leadership are there standing with him. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? And in the middle of all that chaos and fear and wonder and peril and sword, Moses hears God speak to him on the inside. Why are you crying to me? Hold your rod out over the water and tell the people to move forward. Moses should know that this is not the end. This is not how it's supposed to end. At the burning bush, God said, I've heard my children's cries in Egypt, and I have come down to deliver them. Not to bring them to the edge and have them murdered right at the shore of the Red Sea. He knows based on the general plan that God showed him, this is not how this is supposed to end. How do you want me to win this one, Lord? How do you want me to win this one, Lord? And the Lord specifically said, hold your rod out over the water and tell the people to move forward. That right there is a born of God victory instruction. Let's read this verse again. Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. Not born of me. Okay, let's get the women and children over there. Let's get the strongest guys up at the front. Let's have snacks ready for our victory party. Not born of Aaron, not born of someone else. Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. Your winning get up was a born of God victory instruction that I received in my spirit. I was able to pick it up. I was able to judge it and know it was him. I was able to judge it against the written word of God. It lines up perfectly. Your winning get up. Brother Hagin, healed people are up this time of day, was a born of God victory instruction. So this verse, whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory process that overcomes the world, even our faith. Our faith that Jesus died for me? Yes, but no. That's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about being born again here. We're talking about winning a battle. Even our faith in what God just told you to do to win. Let me read it again. Everybody getting this? Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. Hold your rod out over the water is a born of God victory instruction. March around the city 7 days, 6 days one time, seventh day seven times, blow the trumpets. That was a born of God victory instruction, not a born of Joshua victory instructions. When you do what God tells you to do, you will more than conquer the situation. Lord, they took my wives. They took all our wives and all of our stuff. What should we do? Should I go up? Should I overtake? Should I recover all? Is that what's happening? There are no crickets. Call upon me and I will answer you. How many times? Every single time. Every time. Thank you, Lord. This is the victory. How come I keep going down in flames? How come I'm not hearing my prayers answered? How come? Right here, you see it over and over and over again in the Old Testament, and you see the New Testament church operating this way in the nine manifestations of the Holy Spirit. Why did you tell that guy to pick up his bed and walk? On the Sabbath, my Father works, I work. I'm just doing what I'm seeing on the inside. Whatever I see on the inside, I do. And the Father loves the Son, and he'll show the Son even more works that you may marvel. I tell you the truth, I'm operating completely dependent on God. As I hear, I judge. What are you hearing? I'm hearing, see that guy right there? He's been there for 38 years. That's word of wisdom. I want you to tell him to pick up his bed and walk. No one else is hearing this but Jesus. His spirit is picking up the instructions from God's spirit. This is not a victory for his own life. This is ministry. This is a victory for someone else's life. So whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. So when you pray, what are you looking for? You've got the word of God. All the promises are already yes, and we say amen. But what are you looking for? You're looking for specific instructions regarding the general promise that you're standing on. This is the victory process. This is how Moses won over and over and over again. This is how Joshua won. I remember one battle, I think it was Ai, and the Lord said, this is how I want you to win this battle. I want you to divide your army up, hide some guys behind the city, and then make a frontal attack into the city. And when they come out, this was all what the Spirit of God said to Joshua. When they come out, run like chickens, like yellow cowards. Turn around, run away. And that will draw their army out of their city, and the armies hiding at the back will come around as you draw them out, go into the city and take it. That was a born of God victory instruction. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Romans 8:35 says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? What's the answer? No. Then how come I keep going down in flames? Because there's a process to one winning. There's a spiritual operation to winning. Moses prayed and asked God for help. God answered Moses, God's spirit to Moses' spirit. Moses was developed at a level spiritually that he could hear God when God spoke to him. Judge it according to the general plan that God had given him. Believe it and step out on it. How long do you think it took Moses to hold his rod out over the water? 1 second. That's a spiritual transaction that's going to manifest in the physical realm. It began on the inside of Moses' heart, God's spirit showing Moses' spirit what to do. Moses heard it, judged it, believed it, put the sickle in. You put the sickle in by doing what you're seeing or hearing on the inside by faith. By faith, why? Because this isn't physical, it's spiritual. It is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. Faith comes by hearing. The just shall live by faith, by this process happening over. So 1 second, hold your rod out over the water. Move forward. Because I know the voice of my Father. Who shall separate me from the Holy Spirit on the inside of me, telling me how to get out of tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, lack, peril, sword? No, in all these categories, which is every category, everything that could ever go wrong or happen that's horrible to you, in all these categories, we are more than conquerors. By praying and hearing crickets. No, through him that loved us. There is nothing that can separate you from being able to find out how God wants you to win every single battle that presents itself, because we are in an imperfect world. But nothing will ever be able to separate you from the Holy Spirit showing you how to win. I was told a story by, if I said the name of the preacher, you would know, but they had just had a grandbaby, and the grandbaby was failing in ICU. And, you know, you can start swinging spiritually. You can start and commanding, which you should, and we've been trained to operate in faith. Come on, that's right. But what else? I need victory instructions. I need to know specifically what to do here. And so she drew herself away into the corner of the room. She said, all right, Father, what are we doing? What are we doing here? The Lord gave her a phrase to command. She came back, she spoke it, and the thing turned immediately, and the baby was instantly healed. Zechariah 4:6 says, "Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts." By your spirit what? By your spirit doing everything and we do nothing? No, it's by my spirit showing your spirit how to win this. You hearing it, believing it, acting on it, and the answer manifests physically. Now, that's a basic spiritual transaction that manifests in the physical realm. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. I like the GLT, but thanks be to God. He's always leading us in triumph, leading you, showing you, giving you victory instructions. In all these situations, nothing can separate you from your source of victory answers that will cause you to more than conquer. I need to know how to win. The Holy Spirit by my spirit, says the Lord. By your spirit what? By my spirit showing you how to win. And by you being spiritually developed enough to hear me when I speak to you. So our prayers. Maybe you're battling cancer today. Your prayer isn't, "Lord, do you want me to be healed?" No, your prayer is, "How do you want me to win this one, Lord? Do you want me to go to the doctor? I will. Do you want me to take the medicine? I will." Whatever he says to you is your victory instruction. And it will cause you to more than conquer. Now, we're talking about the highest level of spiritual operation or being led by the Holy Spirit that we see in the Bible. Moses, he knew the voice of God. Peter, remember he was having an open vision on the rooftop, and then he hears a knock at the door physically, and then spiritually he hears, "Three men seek you. Go down and go with them, nothing doubting." And hearing, "Three men seek you, go down and follow them, nothing doubting," is just as loud and clear as the physical knock on the door. Hearing God's voice on the inside of you is just as clear as a physical sound coming into your physical ears, because you're trained spiritually. Just as real. Everybody say, just as real. Just as real. Hearing the Holy Spirit speak to me on the inside. Just as real as hearing a physical voice. What if you say today, and we're going to close, we're going to shut this sermon down pretty fast and hard. I could go maybe another 3 hours on this, but we're not. What if you're saying today, "Pastor, I don't hear anything on the inside, or it takes me a long time to hear things"? Well, keep reading your Bible. Keep praying in the Holy Spirit. Praying in the Holy Spirit sharpens your spirit so that you're more sensitive to the things of the Spirit. But what if you say, "I'm not hearing anything from God"? If that was me and I was leading the Israelites, we all would have been killed. The wall of Jericho would not have fallen. We would never have found our wives. You know, I'm not hearing nothing. I'm not picking up anything. Because everybody starts in this. And where Moses is at and where these men that we're talking about are at, they don't need to be taught anything else. They're experts. They've mastered this. But where do you start? 1 Peter 2:2, it says, "As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. Now there is a milk of the written word, but there's also a milk or the baby talk of the Holy Spirit speaking to your spirit. There's an entry level where you sense on the inside, I'm not supposed to do that. That's a spiritual transaction right there. There's the baby verses, Jesus loves you. But there's also the entry level or the beginning level that your spirit begins to operate and hear at. Are you okay if we talk about this? Yes. Have you ever been in a car and your radio is on, but the volume is turned down so low you're not hearing anything? Well, maybe that's you today. You're born again spiritually, but the volume is turned down so you're on. Your spirit is alive. It can function. But you just need to turn the volume up on it. Operating spiritually is easier than you think. The first way you will function spiritually will be your recreated, born-again human spirit talking to you. Are you ready for this? The first way you will hear, or the first thing the Holy Spirit will talk to your spirit about, is not sinning. As soon as you're born again, where are we? Romans 8, verses 1 through 3. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus, has set me free from the law of sin and death. So the first baby way you will operate spiritually as a born-again Christian, newly created spirit, is every time you go to sin, your own human spirit will stop you. Does everybody know how that feels? The Lord never talks to me. I never hear anything from my spirit. Yes, you do. And it's just as real as your mother saying, get your hands out of the cookie jar. Right? Your born again spirit will say no. And God's spirit will constantly bear witness with your own human spirit. This is the baby talk of God. That's right. You're a child of God now. That's right, you're a child of God now. So the first way that you will function spiritually is your own human spirit will stop you from sinning every single time. That's the law of the Spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus. It's a lot like the law of gravity, that if I hurl myself out this window today, which direction will I go? I will go down because it's a law. Will I go down every time? Every single time. As a born-again Christian, some of you are sad, but I'm going to hopefully turn this corner and make you happy. As a born-again Christian, every single time you go to sin, your own human spirit will stop you. And God's spirit will bear witness constantly with your human spirit. You're not a child of the devil anymore. You're a child of God. You're my child. You're my child. As newborn babes desire this process. No, I heard that. No, don't do that. I heard that. No, don't do that. With baby talk, what are some of the first ways we talk to our kids? What's the first word? No, 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 no. We keep them alive, right? I had a son that was on top of buildings and falling out of trees. The baby talk of God. As newborn babes desire this process to be loud and clear on the inside of you and obey it every single time. Obey it. Because, okay, we're over time. Everybody know what that process is like? You go to do something that is a sin. Your spirit stops you. You know it's wrong. You're hearing a no. You get that scratch. Does everybody, let me see all your hands come up. Does everybody know what that's like? You have a conscience that works. Your spirit is speaking to you. Your intellect and your body is picking it up. Congratulations, you're functioning spiritually. Congratulations. And that is the entry-level way that you will begin to function spiritually. I heard God say no. I heard my own spirit say no, and I heard the Holy Spirit bear witness with my spirit. That's right, don't do it. Okay, I'm hearing God's voice, and I'm hearing the voice of my own human spirit. Do not shut this process down. Do not override the no's. Every time your heart tells you not to do something, congratulations, you just had a spiritual transaction. You heard a no loud and clear on the inside of you. Everyone just said, we know what that feels like. Everyone knows what that means, loud and clear. Everyone senses that. Everyone believes and knows that's just as real as hearing a physical no in your ear, except it's coming from your heart. The good news is this. The same way God and your spirit communicates the no to you is the same way God says the yes to you. It's the exact same process, coming from the exact same place. The same way you'll hear the no, you'll pick that up, you'll perceive it, you'll sense the Holy Spirit agreeing with that. The same way you hear the no is the same way you hear the yes. The same way you hear the no is the same way you hear the you're winning, get up. The same way you hear the no is the same way that you hear the healed people are up this time of day. The same way you hear the no is the exact same way you hear hold your rod out over the water, march around the city, go up at once, recover all, tell that person to pick up their bed and walk. It's the same spiritual transaction from God's spirit to your human spirit. So, born again Christians, you do not want to shut your conscience down as soon as it begins to operate. Pay attention to the basic no's. Master that, and you will begin to be qualified to hear more from God. Do this. Oh, it wasn't a no, it was an assignment. Mark 4:23 says, if any man has ears to hear, let them hear. If you're hearing no's on the inside, listen. Keep telling me no, Lord. At least I got some spiritual action here. Keep telling me no, Lord. Keep telling me no, Lord. Keep telling me no, Lord. And he said unto them, take heed what you hear. With what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you. And unto you that hear shall more be given to hear. Oh, so people that actually pay attention to their own human spirit and what God is saying to their human spirit will actually be given more. But to those that don't have ears to hear, even what they were hearing will be taken away from them. Timothy talks about searing your own human conscience. Your conscience is seared as if with a hot iron. What you seared your spirit. What, how did you do that? I kept shutting down the inward witness not to sin. I kept shutting down the inward witness not to sin. I kept shutting that voice down. I kept turning the voice of my own human spirit off and the voice of the Holy Spirit off. But boy, when I need an answer to prayer, I have no idea why God, I can't hear God talk to me. because you've seared your conscience. But the good news is you can unsear it right now in 2 seconds. Thank you, Lord. Overriding the inward witness to not sin will keep you at a place where God will find it very difficult to deal with you at greater levels. Answered prayer levels, you've shut your spirit down. You've shut the voice of his spirit down. Turn it back on. Answered prayers are received through your conscience. Ministry assignments that will get you to your crown are received and heard through your conscience. And this is a slap, I'm so sorry. If we can't obey a basic leading to not sin, how will we be given ministry assignments for miracles, signs, and wonders at a greater level? It's time for the church to rise up and get the basics settled first. Arise to the standard which Christ has set for us. Thank you, Lord. This is why many Christians do not hear the voice of the Holy Spirit at powerful assignment levels. This is why we don't see miracles, we don't see signs and wonders, because for those to be accomplished in the earth, it requires a person that God can trust, a person that can hear God's words on the inside of them. Judge it up against Scripture. Judge that it wasn't me, it wasn't the devil, it's based on the Scripture. All those transactions happening in a second, and in 1 second, move forward. It happens through people. Miracles happen through people that are developed spiritually to that level. I want to get there. I want to get there. I want to get there. And I want to get people there. The way the church began in the power of the Holy Spirit and the manifestations of the Holy Spirit is the way the church will end. Those last altar calls. How many of you are up for this? I've got a miraculous story to tell, but we're at 11:42. Is it okay, Pastor? It's a miraculous story dealing with actually finances. And remember, our key scripture is John 5:4. Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. Hearing no on the inside of you, and God saying, that's right, no, that's a born of God righteousness instruction. Some years ago, we've been in Samoa now 30 years, but we've been in the particular building that we have for 23 years ago, and it's always been in our hearts to buy the building, and we've said all the scriptures he provides and gives us all of our needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus in glory. We've got the general promise, but years kept going by, and I just said, Lord, nothing's happening. And I know it's not your fault. This building coming in is going to be according to my faith. According to my faith. And I pressed in over the last few years. And finally, in a time, what do you mean? I spent a lot of time with God. I spent a lot of time reading his word. I get up at 4 or 5 every day and just sit there and talk to him or listen to him. And I've always got my Bible on my lap, reading my Bible, so I don't go crazy. Don't go off the road, you know. I'm not talking about being a weirdo. No, I'm talking about really knowing God and knowing his word and seeing that people were functioning at this level on this planet and wanting that for our generation. And I said, Lord, is this the building? Number one, yes, this is the building. And finally got to a place after praying in the spirit for quite a while where the Lord said, just like he said, you're winning, get up. I heard the Lord say, if you believe this building is yours, you would take the steps to buy it. So I heard a sentence on the inside. If you believe this building is yours, you would take the steps to buy it. I'll tell on myself. I said, Lord, could you say that like a little bit louder so that I knew for sure? The building is $2.5 million, and who doesn't have $2.5 million? I don't. Could you say that a little bit louder so that it could be almost like a physical thing too? And the Lord corrected me. He said, Patty, this is as loud as it gets. My voice on the inside of you at this level is as loud as it gets. This is as loud as it was with Moses, with David, with Joshua, with the Lord Jesus, with Peter, with Paul, with Stephen. And you need to be able to step out on a leading, specific instructions regarding the general promises that are in the Word. You need to be able to step out in faith, hearing on the inside at this level. So we took the steps to buy the building. He said, if you believe this building is yours. So we met with the owners. We got the contract. We got it signed. COVID hit. We lost one of our biggest partners that we thought that would be the loan. We got loans. We got everything set. If you believe this building is yours, take the steps. Buy it. I heard that. Now I become the responsible party to harvest that physically into the earth. And so we positioned ourselves to sell everything based on that inward witness. We put our house up for sale. Any investment we had, we put up for sale. And this is going to happen. We're going to use everything we've got physically. But what are we standing on? We're standing on, if you believe this building is yours, you'll take the steps to buy it. Well, we got the loan. We got everything all set. And then I got a phone call from Brother Keith Moore. I'm not sure if you know who Keith Moore is. He's a minister down in Branson. He's on Brother Copeland's show quite a bit, and he is a student of Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin. He said, Patty, how are you doing on that building? And I said, well, we're all set. We've got a contract. We've got the loans. Everything's set. We're just going to take it, and we're going to start to pay on it. He said, okay, how much? I said, $2.5 million. He's like, okay, I'd like to take an offering for that. And okay, praise God. So James and I flew down to Florida. They were having a meeting. I think the first night over $500,000 came in. Thank you, Lord. I could be, the second night we were up over $1 million. The third night we were at $1.5 million. The building is $2.5 million. The fourth night we were at $1.7 million. Whatsoever is born of God, if you believe this building is yours, you would take the steps to buy it. That was a born of God instruction on how to bring this building in, the physical. We believed it, we obeyed it, and then it began to manifest physically. This was COVID year. Everything shut down. We took the loan, we paid it off in full. We had 6 months to pay the other half, which is $1.25 million. During that time, our house sold, so we were able to put some of that towards it. But then once again, a partner called, what else do you need? We said, we're short $400,000. The check was FedEx the next day. So in, let's see, February to December, what is that, 10 months, 11 months? In 11 months, we bought and paid for the building cash. We had no money at that level at all. Now, praise God. How'd you do that? The same way, the same way Moses split the Red Sea, the same way Joshua marched around the city, the same way David went up and recovered all. I heard God give me an instruction on how to harvest something in the earth. I judged it against Scripture. I believed it, and I stepped out on it. I put the sickle in. And it manifested physically in the form of God dealing with someone to take an offering. 1.7 million or more came in from that offering. We bought the building, 2.7 million, because the dollar dropped over COVID. And we more than bought the building December 2020, paid in full, worst economic year in the history of this century. Is that more than buying a building? All right. Do you see this process? Why don't we stand? Thank you for the extra time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Anyone here today with cancer?